Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGN. It's 4:49. Time for the newsroom temperature check brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, the 60 Minute Men. Steve, what's your story today?
Well, mine's a sad story. Lisa, I hate to bring you down, especially, I mean, probably, well, Mary will bring you down further, I'm sure. But to start on a negative note, we got word today that Clarence Frogman Henry has passed away.
Why do I know that name? Is he a blues man?
Clarence Frogman Henry, he was a sort of a darling. You probably saw him at the Jazz and Heritage Festival.
Yeah.
He played all the time there. He actually opened for the Beatles in their 1964 tour in the United States. He was 87 years old. Now, his nickname was Frogman. I don't know how he got that.
I ain't got any money. I ain't got a border. I ain't got a thunder.
So you get it. You know how it goes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I did see him in the blues tent
really?
At the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest, where I'm headed in 3 weeks.
So that's Ain't Got No Home. He apparently was known for his broad range, a lot like Mariah Carey. That was his low end. But there's a lyric in the song said, I sing like a girl and I sing like a frog. So he would go from one extreme to the other. Was featured in several movies. He was featured in Martin Scorsese's Casino. He was in The Lost Boys, the Joel Schumacher-directed film. He was in a number of films. Diner he was featured in as well. So he had another song that was popular. Where is it? Here, let me grab it for you just a sec. And this one was called I Don't Know Why.
I don't know.
That's nice, of course, but it doesn't touch the Frogman when it comes to this.
I ain't got any money. I ain't got a border.
All right, so the Frogman is no longer with us.
I love those old blues guys. And don't forget that Buddy Guy, one of our Chicago legends, his final concert ever is going to be the final show of the final night of the Blues Fest in Chicago, and that is an absolutely free music fest first weekend in June.
That's his final show?
Yeah, he's going to do it on Sunday night.
I don't think I saw him with Junior Wells. God, that's been 30 years ago.
And he's still rocking it. You know, he was doing the residency at his place on Michigan, and it was just so fun to see him. He's in his late 80s, and he's as good as he's ever been. All right, what's your story, Kevin?
Very exciting news. I think I did this story a few weeks ago, but they're back. They're officially back.
Oh, is this a food story?
The McDonald's breakfast bagel sandwiches are back.
Oh, nice.
Again?
I used to love the McDonald's breakfast bagel sandwich. The steak, egg, and cheese. Oh, so good.
You get that little stream of grease would come down your mouth, down your chin, right?
So greasy. Yeah. There's onions on it. There's a sauce. You got the egg, the steak, the cheese, onions, the breakfast sauce.
Is it like the McGriddle, kind of?
No, because it's a bagel.
It was like a pillowy soft bagel, though. It wasn't like what you'd
imagine.
Not
a hard bagel?
No.
No.
Real soft.
I never had one.
Oh, they're good.
They are so good. And, you know, these are select McDonald's. So I did pull up the menu for the downtown McDonald's, you know, the old rock and roll McDonald's, and they have them. So
calorie count?
Calorie count, which one are you looking at? The steak, egg, and cheese?
Yep.
Steak, egg, and cheese, bagel. Let me get it here. I just had it. The bacon, egg, and cheese bagel is 700 calories.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but you don't need two. You're full right after one.
Exactly.
Yeah, you better not eat lunch
either. Good that way, yeah.
Apparently, there's a Facebook group called Where's My McDonald's Bagel? And I went to the Facebook group, and it's all these people posting pictures of their breakfast sandwiches they got, locations where you can find the breakfast bagel sandwiches. They have around 12,000 members for this Facebook group.
Now, it should be said, though, you don't go for the bagel. Because the bagel part of it is really not.
It all comes together. You know, you're not just going for a piece of steak or an egg. You're getting it all together on a sandwich.
But it's like
would you really call that steak?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I haven't had it in a while, but I used to love the steak, egg, and cheese bagel sandwich from
McDonald's.
It was
so good.
Maybe I'll get some this week for us, Steve.
I wonder how that one guy is doing that eats the hamburger every day, that eats, what does he eat, a quarter pounder every day?
Is that still going on?
I don't don't know. I wonder how that guy
isn't he
is
from Wisconsin
doing.
Or something?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Of course he was.
The steak, egg, and cheese bagel meal, the whole meal is 950 calories. The sandwich alone is 780.
What is it if you get a Diet Coke?
That's just under 900 then, I think.
Oh, then see, yeah. That's fine.
Right.
I just went on that Facebook group. They're up to 15,000
wow.
members now. So funny that you know, social media brings people together that is like, what? You like a bagel breakfast sandwich
it's
from
good.
McDonald's, too?
I remember I used to, when I was eating fast food much too much, I used to love that Taco Bell, the chili cheese burrito. I mean, I would always get the cheese or get the crunch. But the chili cheese burrito was so good, it was like a dollar.
It just all tastes the same after a while.
No.
Okay,
and then
so,
they took it off the menu, but then again, much like this Facebook group, there was a whole website dedicated to finding the Taco Bell chili cheese burrito.
Kevin, it's breakfast time. You got a choice between a steak, egg, and cheese bagel or two breakfast burritos.
Oh, man. I love the breakfast burritos
I know you
at
do.
McDonald's.
I know you do.
You know, it just depends. I mean, am I taking a nap after my breakfast? Then I'm probably going to steak, egg, and
is
cheese bagel.
Is a bathroom nearby?
Right. What do I have on the agenda for the day?
Neither one is going to keep you away.
Bike ride's not a good idea.
No.
What's your story, Mayor?
Okay. I can't believe it's already been 2 years. Today in history, what happened 2 years ago? Come on.
2022?
Think Academy Awards.
Oh, the wrong
slap.
Envelope.
The big slap.
Oh.
Yeah, already April 8th, 2022, Will Smith was banned from the Oscars for slapping Chris Rock at the Academy. I can't believe it's been 2 years already. What has he done lately? I mean,
I don't hear about it.
No, he had a very good movie came out after that, didn't he?
He was in Bad Boys 4.
No.
And they say he's doing an independent action thriller called Sugar Bandits.
That was Emancipation.
Emancipation, right? Yeah. Very well received.
I don't know. I don't feel like I've seen much of him lately.
Are you calling us liars?
Because I just don't watch his movies, but anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
I believe you.
Do you?
I'm not going against you today, Steve.
It came out on December 2nd of 2022.
Okay.
And he's still banned, right?
Yeah,
he will not be at the Oscars for another 8 years.
Oh, yeah, eight more years. That's crazy.
All right, so next year, if you do the same lame story, we'll have to remember.
I mean, it's kind of tough to follow up the McDonald's breakfast sandwich
story. Every day you're bringing back a food, you know?
Well, it's exciting times for many.
I know, and you don't even need it anymore, Kevin. I'm proud of you.
Not very much, but I love the McDonald's breakfast, an Egg McMuffin, a breakfast burrito, and now the steak, egg, and cheese bagel is back. Very exciting.
Well, glad you'll be with us longer.
Somebody said Buddy Guy's show at Blues Fest isn't his last. He's just cutting way back. Yeah, I think he's cutting way back, so it'll be more difficult. So I think if you're the average Chicagoan and you want to see Buddy Guy, that might be your place. And somebody from Rockford said every time they go for the bagel sandwich, they ask them to replace the bagel with an English muffin.
No, I can't do that. Mm-mm. You need there's a certain soaking ability with that fake
right.
bagel, right?
Yes, yeah. You need it.
Just the nooks and crannies, you'd have grease all over Egypt.
All right, Steve's news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.